Haynesbury, a town where the eerie, bizarre, and straight-up ridiculous can be commonplace. Case and point.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all things in between and beyond, I present to you... Wait for Elliot to remove the unveiling sheet.
Frank, I can't seem to remove... That is, I think that the sheet may be caught on...
What? Oh, okay, Oh, it's caught on the dang spring. Okay, and I think I got it. Okay. I present to you... The world's first time machine! Nailed it!
Are you seriously telling me that this thing is a time machine? It's pink!
And shaped like a frog.
A very cartoony-looking frog.
Oh yeah, right. Time machines in movies get to be made from defunct cars and big spinny plate things attached to fancy chairs, but when a guy makes a real-life one out of a car from an old amusement park ride, everybody questions it.
What I believe Frank is trying to say is that regardless of how it looks, this machine has limitless potential to further our understanding of time as it relates to the state of our universe and life as we know it.
Yeah, and we can go back in time to when frozen yogurt was invented. I have a few notes.
Right. Well, Frankenstein, if this is all you and the kid wanted us down here for, I'm gonna cut out.
Gracias a Dios. About time somebody said it.
Yeah, I just showed up because I thought there'd be something in it for me, but since there isn't...
What? Wait, I guess we could also use it to help the whole supernatural investigation thing. You know, if anything goes wrong with whatever monster or spirit or other spooky dilemma we're dealing with that week, we could just... go back in time and stop it from happening. Voila! Instant do-over!
You know, Frankenstein, that's not a bad idea. But I think you're forgetting something.
What?
Time travel is stupid.
What?
Think about it. Say you go back in time to kill, I don't know, Hitler. You go, do the deed, and then come back to a world ruled by penguins or something.
Penguins?
Or something. I wasn't going for a perfect analogy. The point is, whenever there's a story about time travel, no matter how good your intentions are, it always ends up causing some serious chaos.
How could anybody say that about time travel if no one's really done it? The only way to know for sure is to hop into that machine and test it out. Who's with me?
Maybe we should test it on something other than people.
Yeah, the doc's got a point.
It's fine. You gotta take some risks for science! Look, I'll try it out by myself to prove it works, and then we can get to the fun stuff. Just give me a minute. Then again, who knows how long I'll be since with this thing, time's about to get real irrelevant. Okay, so what are we thinking? Maybe right before I brought you guys in to see the machine? Yeah.
Frankenstein, quit it. Nobody cares how this turns out.
Then maybe I could fix that darn unveiling sheet. So what is that, like, 15 minutes?
You know, if we let him do it and get it over with, maybe he'll stop bothering us. Ever think of that?
Maybe just 16 to be safe.
I'll be surprised if the thing doesn't explode.
Okay, here goes! Be prepared to see some serious quantum anomalies! Woohoo!
Wait, Frank, I think that something may be wrong.
What?
I said I think that something may be... wrong. How did we get outdoors?
Bigger question. How did we end up in the desert?
What the? Me lleva el diablo. Frank, what did you do? Where the hell are we?
I think a better question is...
I swear, Frankenstein, you better not.
When the hell are we? What? It's a serious scientific question, and an important one since you guys shouldn't even be here, having been outside the machine when it warped and all.
Guys, you might want to shut up and come take a look at this.
Look at what? There's nothing around here but sand and rocks and tumbleweeds.
Look further out. On the horizon, there's a town.
Oh great, the mirages have started. Only a matter of time now before we start dying of heatstroke.
No, Algernon, Miss Pryor's right. It looks rather rustic and small. Frank, I think I might know when we are. Could you please check to see the date that the time machine has on record?
Sure thing, little buddy. Let's see here. May 19... 18... Oh. Not 16 minutes. 160 years. Whoops.
Wait. Frankenstein! Are you telling me that we ended up in...
the American West. Or Southwest, to be more accurate. About 160 years ago.
We're in the Old West?
Yes. I thought I had made that clear.
We're in the Old West.
Yes. Mr. Carlton, are you all right? The heat hasn't gotten to you, has it?
We're in the Old West!
Yeah, we are. We get it. Why are you so happy about it?
no reason.
Right. Well, who cares anyway? We're not staying here.
I second that. I don't care what time we end up in, but it better be someplace where there's food, water, and cell service.
All right. Just the world's first successful trip through time will be cutting short here. Everybody hop in. Watch your step. Well, looks like we might need to stick around here for a while. Yay?
What? Frank, if this is another one of your time travel jokes, it's not funny.
No, really, I don't know what's up. Let me check under the hood for a sec.
I wouldn't worry too much, Miss Pryor. I'm sure that Frank will find the problem and we'll be back to our proper time before you know it.
Yeah, maybe a little longer than that, buddy. This whole crankshaft's been messed with. It's a wonder we ended up here at all.
Well, can you fix it?
Oh yeah, sure, but I'm gonna need to get some supplies in town first.
Oh, so, you're saying we're gonna need to go into the old-timey western town, probably down on its luck and in need of a gang of righteous strangers to deal with their local outlaws? Yeah, cool. No big deal.
Awesome! Let's go! Oh, but, we should probably grab some new attire first. Don't want to be scaring the simple folk.
And, how are we supposed to do that? It's not like your time machine comes with some magic time period appropriate disguise thing. And it does! Why did I even ask?
I don't know why, but here it is regardless. It can make anything from any era based on an extensive fashion history database and search engine. Oh yeah, some serious programming went into this guy. So who's first?
I'll do it! Sure. Why not?
That's the spirit! And since nobody listening will be able to see our epic fashion montage, let's just cut to a few minutes from now.
Really? You're still doing that?
One montage later.
Okay, we're in the darn disguises. Now are we walking to town or what?
I thought we could take the time machine. It's got wheels, you know. We may not be able to take it through time, but it'll move through space just fine. Come on, I'll drive.
Every time he says that, you know it's not going to end well.
Yeah! Hi-ho, Froggy! Away!
Okay, let's get what we need and get out. I don't want to be stuck in the Old West longer than I have to be. No matter how many impressive advances they've made with gunslinging.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, Miss Pryor, as someone who actually lived through the 19th century, I can say with certainty that such tropes, gun duels, great train robberies, saloon brawls, and the like, while not unheard of on the American Western frontier, were far from commonplace. In fact, I'd be surprised if this town resembles anything even close to what our contemporaries would describe as the Wild West.
Frankenstein, I take it back.
Time travel is amazing!
Frank, I think you broke Carlton.
You think this is broken? I know broken. This is not broken. But it is extremely out of character.
Carlton, I can't believe I'm saying this, but pull yourself together. Why is some dumb Old West town such a big deal to you anyway?
Oh, Briar. This is all we ever talked about when I was a kid. We didn't have much in the way of entertainment, you know, being thieving runaways and all, but we did have a TV and Val's old collection of westerns. Seeing a stranger with questionable morals come into derelict towns and have it out with the corrupt outlaws overrunning the place, watching people kicking ass and taking names, with all the action and the clever schemes and the shootouts!
I thought you didn't like guns.
This was before that, and the idea behind it is still good. No matter how the guys in those movies got there, justice always won out in the end. When I was a kid, all I ever wanted was to be in a Western. And now it's happening!
Something is very wrong here. The layout of this town makes no sense. It's far too symmetrical and oddly colorful and... And where is everyone?
Probably hiding from some kind of outlaw or gang threatening them that they might need a new sheriff to take care of. Haha! This town has everything! The only thing missing is a crazy yet endearing old coot.
Well, howdy there! My name's Lester. What are you strangers doing coming to a down-and-out town like this? Well, don't you know this is the Desperado's territory?
I'm sorry. Who is the Desperado? And are they aware that desperado is merely a term that was produced as an anglicization of a Spanish adjective for someone in a desperate state, not a particularly threatening sobriquet?
What? Sorry there, boy, but I don't speak French.
I'm not French.
Well, I can't understand that accent y'all are using right now.
Apparently you can, since...
Anyway, I'm gonna keep talking to this fella here. You seem like a tough, smart, ain't afraid to deal with no low-down, dirty varmints type.
Why, yes, I guess you can say that.
Hey, it's about time we got somebody like y'all around here. Oh, this your posse?
What? No, we're not his posse.
Yes, they're my posse.
Briar, trust me, this is the Old West. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one of us they'll actually listen to.
So, what seems to be the problem, partner?
Like I was saying before, it's the Desperado. Him and his posse been stealing our cattle, our land, our money, and well, basically everything we got around here except the tumbleweeds. And even our sheriff, good man he was, couldn't stop him. He up and disappeared like a case of sarsaparilla on a July afternoon. The Desperado made sure of that.
Why didn't you just get a new sheriff?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I was talking to the gentleman here. Why don't you go back to making those serapes for the caballeros, whatever it is you Mexicanos do.
What?
Okay, you know, Lester, I think we can help you with your outlaw problem.
I knew it! I knew you'd help the second I started talking to you! Ooh, if y'all are gonna be the new sheriff, you should come meet the townsfolk first. Most of them in the saloon over yonder. Come on!
I'm going to punch him.
I wouldn't if I were you. Look, I know he's an asshole for what he said to you, but look at where we are right now. Everyone was an asshole during this time. A time which, in other ways, is really, really cool. But anyway, do you want to get through this, or do you want to be thrown up on a scaffold in front of the whole town?
In which version do I get to punch him?
Prayer!
Well, what about you? I thought we were going to get the stuff for Frank's machine and get out.
Yeah, I mean, the chance to be the stuff of Frontier Legend does sound really cool, but I don't know how long we can keep the machine waiting with that crankshaft busted.
Everybody relax. We've dealt with worse things than a band of outlaws, and it's better that these people trust us if we have any hope of getting supplies from them. If they even have supplies after the Desperado's constant stealing. Besides, at least we can get a good drink out of it.
I suddenly approve of this plan.
But Mr. Carlton, there is something incredibly suspicious at work here. At the rate that things are presenting themselves, I wouldn't be surprised if this saloon were full of smoking, drinking layabouts with a player piano and a chorus of scantily clad women performing some kind of ill-advised burlesque across a stage. Oh my.
This is so cool!
Hey, barkeep, get me a whiskey.
Oh, he is gonna be no help on this one. I can tell.
I should say so.
Oh, come on, guys! We're in the Wild West! Let's try to have some fun! Look, Algie's already getting into it!
Hey, Are you really a saloon girl? Because I think I might be in need of some entertainment.
Oh my god.
Hey, I never said it was a good move.
But none of this makes sense. Ragtime music was never played in frontier saloons. It wasn't even invented until practically the turn of the century. This whole town is rife with anachronisms.
Try telling Carlton that.
Hey, Friar, get over here. Poor old-timey booze. This is pretty good.
All right, let's get this over with.
But...
It's all right, little buddy. We'll be out of here in no time. Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Is it true what O'Lester said? Are you really going to be our new sheriff?
Why, yes. Yes, I am, ma'am.
Good thing, too. I don't know how much longer we could have gone on like this.
Well, don't worry. I'll make sure to get this town set right again, real quick.
Okay, where's the whiskey? Based on how this day is going, I could use it.
Here you are, ma'am.
Thanks.
Oh, come on, Pryor. You gotta have more fun than that. Try saying,
much obliged, barkeep.
Yeah, on second thought, barkeep, better make it a double.
Well, new sheriff, here's everything you need to get started. Badge, gun, and some quality rope, just in case y'all need to hogtie some no-good thieves.
Oh, yeah. Now this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I want a badge.
Well, then here you go, crazy-eyed looking fella. You can be the deputy.
Yes, deputy! But I guess that should be more your thing, huh, boss lady?
Nope. You keep it.
Yes! What about you, Elliot, old buddy, old pal? Bet this town could use a doctor.
I've seen enough cases of smallpox, typhus, tuberculosis, and cholera in my time, thank you very much. Although I have a feeling that this town might be strangely devoid of those ailments.
I get it. Being part of a posse is enough for you. Now, how's about another stiff drink, barkeep? And, what are you thinking, buddy?
A glass of water will be just fine, thank you.
What was that, kid? I can't understand what you're saying. You one of those Irish coming to work on the railroad?
Well, if I'm gonna be this town's savior, I might as well get on their good side early. Hey, y'all! Drinks are on me!
Sure!
I could get used to this. And it keeps getting better. So, I take it you're the desperado. Not a talker, huh? No problem. Believe it or not, I'm used to it. So, why don't I make this easy for you? You hightail out of this town and don't come back. And then you and your weirdly dressed posse. Seriously, did all three of you decide to coordinate, or did it just work out like that? Because either way, it's impressive. But, wait, what was I saying? Oh yeah, right. You leave this town alone, or else you'll have to deal with me.
He's got a gun! He's got a gun!
Whoa! Okay, tried the easy way, time for the better way!
And what way is that?
A good old-fashioned bar fight!
Hey, you done just broke a bottle of table and probably the desperado's face! Now that's how you start a bar fight! Time to go all in, y'all!
Well, this got out of hand quickly.
You think? Okay, here's the plan. I'll grab a gun off of one of these idiots while they're distracted and see if I can get a hold of one of those outlaws. Then we can—
Not really a good time for a plan, Pryor. In these kinds of fights, the only thing that matters is the action! Seeing how many punches you can throw and how many stunts you can pull off.
Incoming chandelier swing! Woo-hoo! Oh, take that, you filthy outlaws!
See? Frankenstein gets it!
Okay, even I know something's wrong when Carlton thinks Frank is onto something.
Yeah. I say we grab the doc and get out of here. Wait, where'd he go?
Oh, Miss Pryor! Not to alarm you, but it appears that the outlaws are attempting to drag me out of the saloon, presumably as a hostage. Oh, curse these surprisingly durable, era-accurate calluses!
Buddy, take it from a guy who just pulled off an epic chandelier swing. You may want to start easing up on the fancy lingo around here.
What are galluses anyway?
What are galluses? Fine! Braces then!
Huh?
Suspenders! Now someone, please! Help!
Don't worry, kid! I've got you. Hey! Desperado! There's a new sheriff in town, and he's gonna make sure you end up behind bars.
Whoa! Pushing the guy through the window! Now that is hardcore!
Kick ass!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Doc, please at least tell me you're okay.
Moment of playing witness to a questionable choice of criminal apprehension aside, I believe so.
Good. Then let's go catch up with Sheriff Stupid.
What about the fight?
This isn't my first brawl. It'll die down on its own.
Works for me.
Damn it! They got away!
Well, you wanted them gone, didn't you? Maybe your big, tough cowboy act scared them off for good. Any other pointless games you want to play with our lives before we head out?
Sheriff Carlton, the Desperados posse ran off with all the money from the saloon.
And I heard one of them say that they were gonna go and steal old Lester's cattle next.
I think that answers your question, Pryor.
Don't worry, ladies. My friends and I know a thing or two about saving towns. We'll have your money back in no time. Yeah. Let's ride, men.
And Pryor.
Did he just say ride? As in ride horses?
Oh, man! Just when I thought things couldn't get any cooler! Come on, kid! You're falling behind!
It's all right. Nice horse. You can move as slowly as you like. I've plenty of experience with horses, and I don't believe it pays to treat them harshly.
Now, for the love of... Kid, we're never gonna catch the Desperado at this rate! Here! Giddy up!
Wait! Nice horse! Good horse! Ah!
Hey, not that I'm not enjoying riding across the dry, hot, endless desert on animals that for some reason everybody thinks are so fast and majestic, even though I could outrun them in seconds, horses are stupid, but you think we could speed this up to the part where you kick the crap out of the bad guys and we split the credit?
Oh man, do we have to? I was just starting to get into that Wild West cowboy life!
But this isn't even what real cowboys did, oh, what's the point?
Well, it's what they do now, because look who we just caught up to.
Oh no. The Desperado is trying to steal those cattle, just like those dumb girls in town said. Oh no.
You know, investing in the narrative a little more would probably do you some good, Pryor.
Obviously! That's what I've been trying to tell you guys for months!
Move away from the cattle and come quietly, Desperado!
Or we could just have a good old-fashioned horse chase. Sure, why not? Ha!
I'll take the Desperado, you guys take the other two.
Well, if I'm gonna be stuck in Carlton's weird self-insert Western fever dream, might as well hit some people while I'm at it. Ha!
Okay, you dumb horse. Let's get this over with.
Well, Desperado, it's your lucky day. I've always wanted to punch a guy while riding a horse. Thanks for helping me follow through on that. Oh! What? How did you dodge a punch like that? Delia?
Howdy, partner. Miss me.
How the hell did you get here? And why are you an outlaw? Oh,
the last part kind of answers itself, doesn't it?
Yep. Now how about we keep this horse fight going?
I thought you'd never ask.
Cersei! Nate! Jig's up! You can ditch the disguises now.
Thank God. With all those black layers, I'm pretty sure I was about to pass out in this heat.
How else were we supposed to tip people off that we were the bad guys? Don't be such a wuss, Nate.
Okay.
If it makes you feel any better, heat doesn't really affect me, and I still thought we looked stupid.
Just shut up and fight, you idiots!
Fine. But if you want the time distortion I made to send us here to hold up, I'm going magicless.
Sounds good to me.
Ah! Huh. Not bad. Nice to see someone who actually knows how to use a mace.
Thanks.
But I'm gonna strike you back with my staff now. You know, boss being a real pain with the whole Wild West vibe.
Believe me, I get it. But the staff, didn't the doc break it?
Any sorcerer who knows what they're doing wouldn't be stupid enough to have only one staff. Now less talking, more fighting.
Yeehaw! Time to kick your sorry butt into the Who Scout, outlaw who is also Delia's brother!
You better not! I'm warning you! I have a... Oh, man. I forgot Delia made me give her my weapon so I could carry the money!
Oh, yeah, all I've got is this neat deputy badge. I mean, worth it, but...
Oh, yeah, I totally get it. So, what should we...
Just hit each other already!
Ow!
Damn it!
Oh, hey!
Ha! Takes a lot more than a few punches to take Sheriff Carlton down. That's seriously the best you got?
Nope.
Hey, what the hell? You're not supposed to bring a gun to a fist fight!
I didn't! You brought a fist to a gunfight!
Fair point. You know, it's a good thing that town just gave their new sheriff a revolver, huh?
How much longer do you think we have to keep this up? It's getting boring.
Speak for yourself. This is the most fun I've had since we got here. Ha! Hey, you're the one who wanted the fight to be over, and I'd say knocking you off your horse ends things pretty well.
I'll say, boss lady! Bye, Nate!
What?
Ow!
Oh, come on. You and I both know you're not going to use that gun.
Normally, probably not. But don't forget, Delia, this is a Western.
Hey, damn it!
Not bad, Carlton.
Sheriff Carlton!
Not saying that, even if you pay me. But I guess if it wasn't for your crazy cowboy obsession, we wouldn't have been able to deal with Delia, who is here for some reason. Seriously, I get that she likes to annoy us, but following us to a different time period is a whole new level of psycho.
I was just planning on asking them about that. Hey, Algy, you think you can lasso our outlaws?
On it!
Dang it. Delia, you didn't mention that doing the Western thing meant we'd get caught... again.
Shut up, Nate.
Hey, kid, where have you been? Thought we might have lost you.
Oh, I was just herding those nearly pilfered cattle that you all forgot about in your pursuit of the desperado. Who is apparently Delia. That remarkably makes sense, considering the unsettling inconsistencies of everything else in the general vicinity of this town.
You know how to herd cattle?
Well, I suppose that it's the result of living through several eras in which it was sensible to know common ranching and herding practices. Which, by the way, is in fact what cowboys actually did.
You really want to ruin this for me, don't you, kid?
Yeah, he's a little late for that.
And why would you say that?
Oh, I'm sorry, buckaroo. Did you actually think you were the one running this show?
I'd think real carefully about your next choice of words if I were you. Now, what are you talking about?
You really want to know? Shoot me.
What?
Did I stutter? Come on, Sheriff! I dare ya!
Empty. The gun's been empty this whole time.
How do you let somebody give you a gun and not even check if it's loaded?
Give me a break! I was saving it for any epic shootouts that might have come up!
Oh my god. What's so funny?
Huh? Oh, nothing. I just can't believe you saps were actually dumb enough to fall for my setup!
Your setup? What do you mean, your setup?
Cersei, I've had enough of these wannabe cowboys. Why don't you summon some kind of magic blast or something to knock him out so we can finish this thing the way I planned?
Whatever. But but you are seriously pushing my magic limits here.
Oh, that is not good. Okay, Sheriff Carlton, got any more Wild West ideas you could use to get us out of this?
It was a setup. This whole thing. A setup.
Carlton? Seriously, this is not the time to freeze up. Carlton!
The town, the bar fight, the horse chase, even the gun. She set it all up. And I fell for it.
Miriam?
Yeah?
I think Delia broke Carlton.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with guest appearances by Sarah Cannon, Jeffrey Delphin, Jezebel Jackson, and Briar Zachary. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!